Hi, Cole here, creator and narrator of The Town Whispers. It's been a long summer, but the leaves once again fall, and with autumn comes longer nights that beg for darker tales. And to fill those long, cold evenings, I've launched a brand new podcast called Tiny Terrors. Tiny Terrors is a nostalgic horror anthology series that is as fun as it is dark. Join three friends as they delve into a forgotten corner of storytelling history and bring to light the darker depths yet still hidden in those often untraveled corners. Subscribe, listen, and review Tiny Terrors wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
The Town Whispers is a narrative horror podcast that will tell the many stories hidden behind the rain and the fog and the trees of a town called the Fort. Events that take place in the Fort are not suitable for all listeners. Discretion is advised.
I got the ghost of you inside of my
Hello, Edith.
Hello, Adam.
I'd prefer James, if you wouldn't mind. Better than Charles, after all. That one was a bit much to choke down.
But choke it down you didn't for years and years and years and years and years. You choked it down one swallow at a time. And you are so good as Charles. Are you good as James?
Honestly, what do I want to be when I grow up? If I'm being entirely honest, I haven't really stopped a moment to think too deeply on the matter.
Did the world teach you anything?
Oh, enough to know that things are changing.
Change. Ooh, but have you changed, James?
Oh, Edith, come on. Enough about me.
If not you, then who?
I'm here to talk about you.
Little old me
Oh, ho, 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 ho. Yes, you. You and all the tricky little things you've been up to.
Pray tell, what tricks have I played? I'm too old for tricks, Adam. Too old by a country mile to play them right and play them quick.
Lying is unbecoming.
Lies, lies, lies. There are plenty enough of those to go around without me.
Now, I agree. And yet you, you're not being honest with me.
I point in one direction, while the rest flick about with the wind.
Where's William?
Ah, finally. The man made of shadow. The man filled with nothing. The man with a touch of misery has finally figured out the right questions to ask to get the honesty he demands.
Edith?
My daughter is dead. The black leeches are all but extinct. Why throw blame at an old woman raising her grandson?
Oh, ho, ho. Every inch, Edith. You make me fight for every inch, don't you?
Such is life in the bog. Each step a battle unto itself. But you are a warrior and can handle such trials. The prize is sweeter for it.
No, 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 no. You can't release him. I won't let you.
Release who? Who is imprisoned? Shall we say a name? A name for the one locked and chained and forgotten beneath the fort? Shall we recount the names of all those forgotten, discarded, tossed against their will to the black heart that beats beneath us?
Ah, come on, let's not conflate one with the other. I'm only concerned about, well, about him.
I will not release Jacques.
Ah, don't say that name.
Then how shall I refer to the subject of your worry?
So, if you don't plan to release him, then what?
You won't like the answer.
Tell me, Edith.
I don't think I shall.
Where's the boy, Edith?
That I won't tell you either.
Oh, you're really starting to upset me.
And you stand in my bog.
I'm sorry, is that a threat?
It's a reminder.
Where's the damn boy, Edith?
He is not in my bog.
Where is he?
Not here.
Oh! Oh, come on. Give me William.
Give up my grandson. Give the boy I raised to the likes of you. How could you think me so cruel?
Oh, don't go on pretending you have a maternal bone in your entire body. That boy is a tool to you. And I need you to transfer ownership of that tool to me.
He is his own man.
More lies.
And I don't know where the waters of the bog have sent him.
And still more lies out of you.
He won't release Jacques Lapont. He won't unearth your betrayal. He won't bring to light the sick, beating heart of the fort. That's not what William will do. No, no, he won't do any of that. So you needn't worry about any of that. You see, Adam, all is well.
What exactly do you expect William to do? You You don't know what I know.
I know more.
Oh, you're a child playing a game that spans generations. You can't possibly know what it is you are doing.
But I have lived generations and have played my own games, all leading straight to Jacques LaPont.
All right, Edith. Listen, I told you once, don't say his name. Then I gave you a pass. Now you're trying to upset me, and you're going to get a reaction. Do not say his name.
Oh, I'll say his name. I'll say it loudly within my bog. You want to test your luck? Look about you. Who else is here? The Black Leeches are all but extinct, and all this rot and decay, it's mine to use.
Oh, you're really forcing my hand.
Let me point your nose to the truth in the grim waters of my land. Rot and the unraveling of flesh, the brittleness of bones. It's mine. But your secret within the oubliette hidden beneath us, in the jagged, stony belly of that petrified serpent, winding its way about in maddening circles beneath us, he's a thief, and I won't abide a thief. Those who steal from me end up like the rest of the Black Leeches.
What do you mean he's stealing from you? He can't. He's locked away. Powerless. That man is just a man.
You left him too long, Adam. In a dark and wet place.
He's dead. That's the truth. He's dead and gone.
But you told him not to die, like Reverend Albert told you to leave. And so you left the fort, and so it is the same. That Jacques did not die.
Lies.
You left him too long in a cold, dark and damp little place deep in the ground. He cannot die, but his flesh did long ago, and in that deep and dark place he made a deal with those who feed off flesh. Jacques LaPont pledged himself to that which slowly ate away at him as he lost his mind. And now, all about the fort, mushrooms spread. And from those mushrooms, his influence grows. And I must kill the heart of this infestation. And you won't stop me, because you want him dead as well. And it must be done.
That's impossible.
No. Impossible is the word used by you to simply say, you looked the other way for too long. I am not the only one who seeks him. Yet, I am the only who will kill him.
Edith. Oh, Edith. You little liar. Now that's a step too far. How could anyone know about him? when he came before the fort, when he came before it all. I haven't spoken his name, not once in all these years. You, I imagine, have your tricks. You speak with the worms. I should have known you'd figure it out. But the rest? No, that's a bridge too far.
Then leave me to my business and call on Mother Cyprian and ask her what it is she's built Riverside upon. The blood and bones she's built her power upon, the little townsfolk that prop her up. Ask her about her collection. Or, better yet, ask Ruth about her son.
Ruth? Who's Ruth?
Oh, look at you, Adam. Walking about, desperately trying to find the answers to questions you don't know to ask. You won't get those answers. No, you won't get those answers. Unless you catch up quickly.
Who's Ruth, Edith?
She is a mother without a son. A son who fell prey to the spores many years ago. A mother who won't die until she sees her boy one last time.
Wait. Well, wait a minute. Ruth. Ruth McMillan?
Yes. Yes. Or how about Minnie? She's more feral, more desperate indeed, because you took one she loved, and her love is a fierce one. Not all those who fight against your will are as loud or as foolish as the burned man. He who dwells in the pits of this place. Not all those who fight against your will are as scheming as Mother Cyprian. So obsessed with control is she. Not all those who fight you follow as blindly as Alfie either.
Ruth McMillan and Minnie.
Yes, very good. Etch it upon your memory. They have searched long and hard for the key, and might have found it too. The key to unlock the oubliette of the misshapen. The key to bring back all those you cast out of the fort so long ago, when you let that monster Dr. Keenly have his way. When you foolishly let Jacques Lepont spread his infestation and whispers through the spores, which gave birth to blooming mushrooms that twisted their flesh.
No, Edith, that I would have known. I would have known.
No. 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 You can't know. That's the whole plot. If you knew, then the game would be lost.
And what do you plan to do, Edith? What is the boy for?
He is a spiderling. He'll find his way in, with or without the key. He is key and catalyst. He is the blade in the dark. He will kill Jacques, not because it serves you or the fort, but because all that dies fuels the fire of my furnace. It feeds me, I will not share with a thing like Jacques Lapont, who has sold himself and made brittle bone from the white threads that are spun beneath a toadstool.
I want William, Edith. You should have told me all this long ago. That boy is not the answer. You're only going to make this all much worse.
If I told you long ago, then the game would have been lost.
Oh, you can't begin to imagine what you're playing at right now.
While Mother Cyprian seeks to unlock the oubliette of the misshapen, while Ruth seeks to hug the shoulders of her son, who you cast out, while Minnie too bites and claws to find her way back to those she too loves, I will kill Jacques. Adam, do you not understand that all this trouble is born from the shadow you cast? You've lived too long not to be the villain of your own story. When a boar brought illness to the fort, you let it spread. I don't know why, but maybe it was the curiosity of things so old and yet so young. That is what you are. You didn't know the black flames you touched. You forgot about your only friend in the history of the world, Jacques. You took those who heard his whispers, who were tied to him by mind and toadstool, and you fed them to him. They too are still alive. All slaves to his will. Beneath the fort, a small militia of horrors await you, and you are so far behind the game that you don't even know where it is you start. So leave me be. Let me do what I can to keep you in the game, to win against those who spoil themselves on love, and will do great evil for it. Help me, and help the boy kill Jacques Lapont, so that all that is rot may be mine again. And I needn't waste my days with trimming back the mushrooms that bloom like greedy taste buds across my land.
This episode was written, directed, and narrated by Cole Weavers, with sound production and editing by Harlan Guthrie. Our theme song is by the ever-wonderful Charlie P.S. This episode featured Karen Heimdall as Edith Blackleach, and Cole Weavers as Adam. To find additional information or join our Patreon to support the show and receive ad-free episodes, visit our website at thetownwhispers.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at The Town Whispers. Join us on Discord by clicking the link in the description. Visit us on Facebook or email us at thetownwhispers@pulpaudio.ca. The Town Whispers is a serialized horror podcast produced by Pulp Audio, distributed by Callum Doherty of the Rusty Quill Network, and licensed under Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 4.0 International License.
Unfair. What I'm supposed to do is already dead.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.